Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Episode 18, Season 4. What am I excited by? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? Over the past week or so, I have had the embarrassment of riches and had two different people asking about, we've got all these great, it's the time of year when there's just tons of cultural performances going on, and had two different people asking about, getting some things like that on the calendar, and then had two different people in two different contexts. You know, I was trying to say, yeah, and we could get together and do this or whatever. And in these two different contexts, the person responded, Rebecca, we don't need an activity. Really, we need to just get together to catch up and chat. And so I would just really like to celebrate, you know, those types of connections when people, when, you know, the thing, the value of both of those, but when the thing is the thing, like, oh, we just need to, like, spend some time together, is a wonderful blessing. And then, you know, also that, you know, people have the desire to go to these social events. I don't know that I've really, this seems to be a very unique moment that I would really like to relish and, you know, enjoy the fruits of the labor, you know, that I've tried to cultivate these types of relationships. And, you know, look at the lessons learned in the past when I have felt blown off or rejected or lonely, and, you know, knowing that, you know, some things swung the other direction. And I know it won't last forever, and maybe some of these things will fall through that I'm looking forward to. But in the meantime, I feel like enjoying that success. Tons of cultural stuff happening. So very happy. The International Dance Festival is happening and some other music things. And yeah, I'm going to an ice skating exhibition next Saturday. So the list just goes on and on. To the ice skating exhibition, I organized a group of 15 people from about 6 nationalities and who teach at 6 different schools. And I'm just very pleased with myself that I was able to pull that together and, and just, you know, to be in a spirit of celebrating the events in our city and, you know, reaching out and building friendships beyond our immediate friend circles and including new people is giving me a tremendous sense of satisfaction. What am I puzzled by? This is not really, I'm not sure if I want to classify this. And I've commented, I know, on this topic before, but, you know, how does technology hurt us? How does technology help us? And, you know, that over the years have come to the realization, particularly with social media platforms, just because someone interacts with me on a platform doesn't mean they're my friend in real life. And the converse is true. Just because someone doesn't interact with me on a platform doesn't mean they're not my friend in real life. These are 3 discrete relationships. People that we are friends in real life and interact on a platform. People that we are basically only friends in real life. People that we are basically only on the platform. And I think when I began to view people like that, I think it helped me take some things a lot less personally and helped me manage expectations a little bit better. This afternoon I had, there's someone who I guess this is an acquaintance and, you know, who had maybe not returned a strategic message, and I could kind of see this as this person's, you know, kind of way of operating. But when I see this person in person, you know, it's just this big catch-up session and lengthy conversation in the street or cafe, and, you know, this person really wasn't trying to blow me off. You know, I don't think you stop and talk to a person for, you know, 30 or 45 minutes on the street if you dislike them, but, you know, but for whatever reason wasn't, you know, was trying to include this person on some social plans. You know, they weren't interested in that. So they weren't interested in the social planning, but when being near each other, you know, had this lengthy, engaging conversation. So, you know, I think that's the better indicator of what this person's feelings about me actually are. And the person did apologize for not returning the message, and I just kind of said, I understand when things get pushed to the bottom, or, you know, maybe she wanted to decline the invitation, you know, maybe wasn't sure how to do that. I don't know. But you know, I just come back to, there was Dr. Michael Beckwith, who is like a preacher, but not really a preacher, like motivational speaker. And one of his, everything I've heard him say is just like, feels like it's directly aimed at me. And it says, do not put your energy on anyone who is not returning your message. You don't know why that person is not returning that message. And for whatever reason that person is not returning that message, it has nothing to do with me. Put your energy where the energy is flowing. If the energy is not flowing, direct your attention otherwise. And I would say, or in a different format, that right, if that's, you know, via message didn't work, then... yeah, but this person was very happy to interact in person. So, yes, I just feel like that was aimed at me. Do not worry about the person not returning the message. There's no idea what that's about. And just move on with where the energy is flowing. And when I can catch myself doing that, it does yield fruit. Now, the crux lies between... when I feel like the energy isn't flowing with anyone. Yeah, it's when, you know, the isolation and feeling rejected can come in. But lately I have not had that feeling recently and have just numerous things to look forward to, and I look forward to reporting back. How long do I plan to stay? Well, it's getting to be that time of year. Getting to be that time of year, and, you know, I'm feeling generally good about the directions that things are going here and enjoying my life here and, you know, hoping to continue that as long as possible. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, if you're walking your dog in the Central Piedmont or house-sitting or in Bremerton, Washington or anywhere else on this great planet, trying to learn about Uzbekistan. Yeah, someone on a chat group has gotten a job offer that was out in one of the regions, and I tried to return the person's message, and I really don't know much about being out in the regions. But the person's complaint was she couldn't find much about that area. And that was the original purpose of this podcast, was that anyone considering moving here would be able to listen to it and, you know, get a little slice of life of what it's like to live here. But I can really only speak to living in the capital. Another little small piece of good news. A couple that's about my age has moved to town and, you know, just seem like have got really good head on their shoulders, and they've lived in several countries together. And it's just interesting to see people who are experienced expats, like, they know what to do, you know, like, hey, let's get connected with a few people. Here, we're going to try out this. Here, we're going slow on this. We're going to, you know, and see people to really have that skill set of how to move somewhere new and navigate that. And I would like to think that I have the same skill set. Okay, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, tune in next time.